claiming it to be the coolest month, they are entirely off the mark. August is the cruelest month. By August, the lovely lilacs of early summer have withered and fallen back into the dead ground. The desires and memories of spring have faded. The dull rains that brought life to the dormant roots of winter have passed. By August, all we are left with is the relentless heat of the sun, without so much as a cool breath of breeze, let alone a gust of wind. Thus it was in mid-August, in the year of our Lord, 1905. With the thermometer above 90, some wags trying to affect the swagger of Americans announced that it was hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk. Holmes dismissed such claims with utter disdain, noting, first, that England did not have sidewalks, we had pavements, and second, that were such pavements sufficiently hot, it would melt the bottoms of our Wellingtons. And, of course, it would be a stupid waste of a good egg. I endured the blazing heat. I had learned to tolerate it during my service under the Raj. It was a small price to pay to have successfully begged off accompanying my wife on a visit to her relatives in Blackpool, under the guise of having to assist my friend, the unique and exceptional Sherlock Holmes, in his pursuit of the criminals who never cease to be active in the heart of the empire.